Right now, let's shift gears and talk about some 13F filings that we've gotten. These are basically disclosures made by hedge funds of changes to their holdings in publicly traded equities. And joining us to go down what we've learned is Hema Parmar. She's a Bloomberg investing reporter joining us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studios. Hema, first of all, how important are these 13F filings with respect to the positioning of hedge funds versus backward looking?
So the reason why they're useful is, you know, hedge funds are historically quite secretive. So we don't always get a lot of clarity into, you know, what stocks they're invested in. The SEC requires that funds who run more than $100 million file on a quarterly basis these filings that show what U.S. long positions they're in. Now, to your point, this only shows us how they did in their last quarter. So we don't know their positioning right now. Things could have changed in the past, you know, 45 days. But it gives us at least a little bit of insight, and then we can sort of compare a little bit over time. But you know, it doesn't show non-U.S. securities. It doesn't show shorts. It doesn't show the price at which the manager paid for the security. So it's some glimpse, but not, of course, the full picture.
So just give us a comment. What do you think some of the key takeaways were from this quarter's filings?
Mm-hmm. So some of the main highlights is, you know, Warren Buffett is invested in Amazon. We knew this. He had just disclosed the position ahead of his annual meeting. But what we now know is that the stake is worth about $860 million at the end of the first quarter. And he had long praised Jeff Bezos. He said he wished he got into the stock earlier. He also spent the first quarter upping his bets on JP Morgan Chase and cutting his stake in Southwest Airlines. Another takeaway, Tiger Global more than doubled its stake in Facebook and now holds about $1.5 billion of the stock. And D1 Capital, which was one of the biggest hedge fund launches last year, also bought Facebook.
I thought that it was interesting. Another takeaway, just looking at the top live blog on the Bloomberg Terminal, that a couple of the biggest hedge funds increased their bets on Chinese stocks. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So Alibaba was bought by Appaloosa, by PointState, by Moore. Moore bought about $150 million stake in Alibaba. It was also sold, and on the flip side, by Coatue, Viking, and Lone Pine. All those three are Tiger Cubs, which is the term that we call for people who left Julian Robertson's Tiger Management and started their own fund. They tend to sort of travel in packs, so to speak. JD.com, bought by Viking, but also sold by Tiger Global. So kind of interesting to see some of the shift and changes around these Chinese stocks.
One of the things that, you know, I've noticed over years of just kind of following hedge funds is they really love the tech space. I guess that there's a lot of alpha there and they feel like they can have an edge. Generally speaking, what were the hedge funds doing the last quarter with tech?
So tech, really interesting. FANGs were mostly bought except for Apple, which saw hedge funds sort of flee that space. Apple was the most unpopular if we take a look at net asset sales. Facebook, though popular, Tiger Global in D1. Lone Pine started positions in Alphabet, Square, and Shopify, but reduced its stake in Amazon, Adobe, Microsoft, and Alibaba. What's interesting about Lone Pine is that they reversed their position from the last quarter of 2018. So in the fourth quarter of 2018, they had sold its entire $1 billion stake in Alphabet, and now we see in the first quarter of this year, they bought about $521 million worth. So kind of interesting to see those shifts and pivots and trends, yeah.
Paul, it's interesting that you said that tech has been a source of alpha. I'm wondering whether that's the case or whether they're the source of beta, whether it's basically getting the sort of biggest moves, whether it's up or down in U.S. equities at any given moment with a knee-jerk response to positive or negative news, because really it has been the NASDAQ and the tech stocks that have been driving that. And, you know, to that effect, I'm wondering, Hema, have you seen sort of a bigger bet or less of a bet generally on U.S. equities from the hedge funds?
Generally, it looks like it was a bit more of a bigger bet. I think to your point on determining what's beta and what's alpha, I think that speaks to some of the concerns that people have had over hedge funds and the fees they charge. Are they, when they do perform, are they performing just because of the general rally that we're seeing? And how much are they earning the 2 and 20, or even if it's a bit lower than that, these fees that hedge funds are demanding for their stocks and their trading? So we can't really glean from here whether some of these trades are alpha or beta, but I think it speaks to what investors in these hedge funds are looking at and trying to determine as they figure out how much they should pay if hedge funds are worth it nowadays.
Hema Parmar, thank you so much. Hema is the hedge funds reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us live here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio.